Hello, I'm Lord Davidson, the servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house throughout the world. I'm doing this audio in my office, in the house, in Plano, Texas. Thank God. Well, welcome, everyone, to this audio. We're going to be talking about warring a good warfare and how we at Waterblind war a good warfare. My ministry has been public since 1980, here in Plano, Texas. It's been worldwide for years. And God has given me an anointing as an apostle, anointed our praise and our worship to war a good warfare. As we praise and worship God, we have one thing in mind, and that is to steal the devil. We're going to have Kathy, my wife, read some scripture from Psalm 8:2, also Matthew 21, and then read from Ephesians 6:12. Katie, would you start by reading Psalm 8:2?
Sure will. 8:2. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger.
Notice what that says. God has ordained strength. Does that say that?
Yes.
Ordained. God ordained it. He anointed it. Anointed. That what?
That thou might still.
Anointed what? Praise.
Right.
That it might still the avenger, the devil. Now, let's look in Matthew 21 and put Matthew 21 and this verse in Psalm 8:2 together. What are the three or four verses in Matthew 21?
21, starting in verse 15. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children.
He being Jesus. Oh, they were offended.
Yes.
And you know what? They still are. When they see Jesus doing it through his servants. Let's go.
Yeah, verse 14 said, and the blind and the lame came to him in the temple and he healed them.
Oh, that will infuriate
that, yes,
everybody.
And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased. And said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, Yea, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise?
Chief priest offended at the things of God? Is that not an incredulity? How can that be? Oh, God, have mercy on these chief priests. Now, if you take Matthew 21 and you put that with Psalm 8:2, and it says, praise, perfect praise shuts the devil's mouth, steals the avenger, the devil. Well, not for that, are you? Now, you see, In Ephesians 6:12, it tells us what we wrestle against. KD, would you read the 12th verse of Ephesians 6?
Yes, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Listen to that. We don't wrestle against people. No. People are our enemies. No. We don't wrestle against them. But we can wrestle against what? Principalities. Governments. Right?
Right. But against principalities.
Right.
Against powers.
Powers.
Against rulers of the darkness of this world.
That word powers is abilities of the devil. Rulers of the darkness of this world. Authorities of the darkness of this world. Satan's got a kingdom. He set it up all over the world. And he commands it. He's the one that is in charge of it. And he tells, he's got perfect unity among his wicked kingdom. Why? Because he's in charge. He has one thing in mind. Stop God from performing what he wants to do in here. One more.
Spiritual wickedness in high places.
Wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places. So, we wrestle against governments. Now, these are spiritual governments. Spiritual governments, spiritual powers, spiritual rulers of the darkness,
spiritual wickedness.
Oh, wickedness, sorry, in high places. I've got my mind in this, and that's dangerous. Spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what we wrestle with. We wrestle with it in prayer, and praise and worship are forms of prayer. And as I said earlier, God is anointed, water of life, praise and worship to do warfare against spiritual principalities, spiritual powers, spiritual rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. So, perfect praise will still, the devil, it'll still spiritual governments, spiritual powers, spiritual rulers, spiritual wickedness in high places. It rules them ineffective. They cannot fight against the anointing of God. So would you join me as one of my worships and praise on the internet, in archives, wherever we're at, live stream, Roku, or wherever, and join us in stilling the devil, shutting the devil's mouth. Oh, hallelujah. I will be happy to do that. And if you will join us every chance you get in faith, watch what the Water of Life Ministries can do, because they've been sent by God with authority to still the devil. God bless you. I will see you next time from Plano, Texas. This is Doyle Davidson. Good night.